Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Council of Elders show with Jansen Brooks. We are going to have a browsing show this morning. Wherever you are around the fluted plain, good morning, good noon, good afternoon. Thank you for sharing with us this morning. We have some good show stuff for you this morning, so stand by for Mr. Jansen Brooks.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Council of Elders show. This is December 19th, 2020, and oh, what a year, 2020. We're seeing things clearly, aren't we? Man, oh, man. We're talking about political unrest, social unrest. We're talking about health unrest. Everybody knows somebody who's been affected by the COVID-19. So we just have to keep being prayed up and just keep on walking, because this will be a year to remember. But for you new listeners, let me speak to you briefly about the purpose of the Council of Elders. The purpose is for older people to give advice, counsel, and life experience to younger people. Advice that can help them navigate successfully through life, deal with issues, and avoid some of the pitfalls that can affect everyone. The concept is based historically on African culture, where elders in the community had council members to help guide and encourage tribe members, settle disputes, etc. Our dream is to have a Council of Elders group or organization in every community in America, and for the Council of Elders to be known about in the community so that people could have an opportunity to get advice from elders about their concerns. But it first starts with a single Council of Elders group, so we're assembling a group of elders here in the Sacramento, California area. We'd like to have about 10 volunteers. Once we get enough volunteers, we can go out to youth centers, juvenile halls, boys and girls clubs, and churches, etc. We can also be available to young adults as well. Sometimes they need advice on how to raise kids, how to get along in their careers, how to get along in their marriages. Moving forward, this is an effort to bridge the gap between young people and elders. The younger generation of today and the older generation should start to merge. The Council of Elders is an effort to do so. We believe that current and future generations can benefit from knowledge, information, and experience that elders can pass on to them. Young people are encouraged to call in today or get in touch with us. Well, I'm excited today because we have one of our favorite guests on the show, Mr. Minister Tyler McClure. And Tyler is going to speak to us today from a topic that he came up with by the Spirit at the last minute, called Under Arrest. And Tyler, before you get started, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, Mr. Brooks, and good evening. Good morning to everybody listening. I'm 27. I work in education. I run an expanded learning program. I'm currently working on a mentoring program to help single mothers and young boys who have fatherless households or a lack of a male figure. I serve as a minister at my church. I love the Lord. I love Jesus, but I love Tupac also. I got a pretty balanced combination. That's much there is to know about me. I love preaching the word of God. I love speaking. And so I just pray that somebody can be blessed by the message this morning.
Okay. Well, Tyler, we're so glad that you could come on the show today. I know I called you at the last minute yesterday afternoon, and I can just tell everybody you didn't bat an eye. You just said yes, and so the Spirit had led you in one direction, but He had led you on another direction this morning, and the topic is under arrest, and so you got us all curious. So just go ahead and get started. Take it away, Tyler.
I appreciate that. Really quick, Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, God, that will be done. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. So it is under arrest. You're absolutely right. I myself had something I was going to use. I was excited about a piece that I had been writing yesterday, and I was going to utilize that in my own strength. But something else has been heavy on my heart this week, and the Spirit pressed upon it on my heart this morning to speak on it, as it is something that might be relevant to us all and not just to me. And so this is titled Under Arrest. I understand that this is the end of the year. I understand that this is the end of a long year. this has been a draining year at that. This is the end of 2020, if anything else. And 2020 has been trying. It has tested us in more ways than one. But the main area that has tested us in is our walk with God, how we pursue Him, how we look at our faith, how we go about our faith. And not only that, it's the holiday season. And holidays are tougher than people think for most. There's a lot of pressure in our culture and in the holidays to get and buy and do and just be some things that we aren't naturally, you know what I'm saying? Some things that we're forced to spend money, triple our budget because of the materialism, and we're forced to do all these different things. And we're in a pandemic now. And so I think that we have to admit that a lot of us are drained, and our minds have run rampant this year, whether it be from paranoia of getting sick, or whether it be because of COVID, or we've been fearful or just overwhelmed. And so before we transition into a new year, before we transition over into anything new, any season, we want to breathe. And so the topic here is under arrest, and it's not A-R-R-E-S-T, it's A space R-E-S-T. It's under a rest. And so I'll be coming from the scripture, Matthew 11, 28 and 30. I understand this is not a Bible study. However, this is a faith-based talk show. And so I will be speaking on my God this morning. And so Matthew 11, 28, 30, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And this is on my mind and my heart because I myself have been tired. I have 4 weeks off from work. We're in a pandemic, and I have those around me that I love, and so I have to stay in the house. And it could just be overwhelming to be in one space, and then I'm in school. I go to secular school, and I'm also in seminary school. In addition to that, I co-parent. In addition to that, you know, I do ministry work. So it's a lot. And so I found myself tired this week, and I found that I wasn't the only one. And after coming to the conclusion that this has been a tough year and a taxing year, that some of us are tired. Some of us are the weary. Some of us are the heavy laden and the burden. And so I think that this would be encouraging for us all. And this passage exactly, the religious are being preached to, people who have been forced to practice religion on a regular basis. In those cultures, they were constantly being told about religion. And if we know anything about religion, it's that in religion, there's often a checklist, right? We're always trying to meet a standard or live up to a mark. And that can be overwhelming. And because the reality is we never really meet up to that mark. So often we find ourselves guilt-filled and tired and drained. And that was the culture of then. So though we still find ourselves trying to meet standards and marks, they have been criteria of modern culture. There's been criteria of modern culture that we've tried to live up to ourselves. So knowing that God's word not just holds truth, but relevancy, it's safe to say He wasn't just encouraging those of that time period, right? We can also be encouraged from this passage because in our culture, as stated before, we find ourselves trying to live up to and meet the mark of different standards that have been made by society, going a full work week, right? Overwhelming ourselves, running and just running and running and going, and so therefore we don't have any peace. And so this goes for us as well in our culture, where we're constantly overcompensating and we're just busy. And if not on a physical level, right, then on a mental level, which all does in turn affect our spiritual being, right? I was telling somebody the other day that if I don't eat, right, I start to get headaches and my body starts to feel weak. And so the minute I go to read my Bible, I can't really take in the knowledge and wisdom that's being passed to me because all I'm doing is reading. I can't soak it up because I haven't fed myself. And so when I'm trying to feed myself through the word, I can't properly digest that because one part of my body is affected by another. And so because we've been so tired lately, because we've been so drained lately, we have to ask ourselves, what is being depleted here? And we'll find that that answer might be our spirit. And so I want to ask everybody here today that's on the call, what are those things that may have you bogged down? What are those things that may have you weary, tired, feeling heavy and burdensome? For some of us, it's our mind, right? We're thinking. We're overthinking everything. We see the media running rampant with bad news here, vaccines there, killing here, deaths here. The deaths have ramped up. Or we're trying to think, what is my next move? What is the plan for 2021? Is it going to be different? And how's this person doing? Am I going to get COVID? And all these different things that cloud our mind. And so our minds are weary. For others, it's our jobs, right? Am I going to be able to make enough hours? Will I be let go? Right? Will I be able to make enough, you know, for this holiday season? Is my job going to shut down? It brings a heightened sense of paranoia. And it might not be your job, but it might be other obligations like family, right? Marriages. Is my relationship going to last? I'm in a tough space mentally, and my partner, you know, I've never been forced to be in the house 24/7 with my partner. They're driving me crazy. What part of your life is feeling the weight of your burdens? And so for most of us, we'll see that it's our spirit in need of being replenished, spirit in need of being replenished. And so that takes us to the scripture. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. Come to me is not a demand or a command, but it's a strong authoritative invite. Come to me. There's a confidence in there. There's a confidence in there. Come to me. And so we have to remember that we were given free will from the beginning of time. But we still see God's persistence through Christ, right? I know I gave you the ability to choose for yourself, but should you make the decision, come to me. Come to me. But it leads us to ask, why the invite? Why did I get in? What's so special about me? Why did I get an invite? And so I think about on movies when we see people like running through like a barren neighborhood or a desolate environment and they're panting or looking for help. And then we see that one random person in the movie, right, that scapegoat where they're like, hey, come this way, come this way, come this way. It comes to the conclusion that because he's already and available to supply our needs, that's why he says, come to me. He has what we already need. And he's ready and available to meet that need. But we have to have a willful desire to seek him for what he has to offer. And we'll discuss that a little later. But he says, you who are weary and heavy laden, you who are tired and burdensome. So those of us who've been exhausted, those of us who've been exhausting ourselves, right? Those of us who can't sleep, those of us who are anxious. And he says all. It's not exclusive, right? But he wants us all to receive what he has to offer. Not just those of us who have had COVID or know somebody with COVID. Not just those of us who are overly working, right? Not just those of you who are struggling, but he wants us all. He says all of you who are weary and heavy laden. Now, I think that's a lot of us here today. we have an area of our life where we feel a bit bogged down and weighted by something. He says, I will give you rest. And this is the part that we're going to hone in on today. This is also the same part that gets a little tricky for some people. What is rest? What is rest? For us, right, as people, rest is a full 8 hours on a Tempur-Pedic, right? A foam mattress or trying to find your sleep number. When we say, I need some rest, we want to go home and lay down. We want to go to sleep. So that rest is a physical rest. But if Jesus, right, is telling us to come to him, then that must mean that he's offering us something we ourselves already don't possess. So what is that? What is that rest? And so I'm reminded briefly of Genesis, and it says, on the seventh day, God rested from all the work he had done in creation. So I'm like, okay, so God took naps too. It says God rested. God must have had a nap too. He must have been tired. That's what I used to think, right? God must have had a busy week. I mean, he was busy working all week, just creating. But I have to remember and remind myself that if we serve a God who works around the clock 24/7, if we serve a God that is omnipresent, omniscient, he knows everything, he's everywhere all times, he's always working on our behalf, then obviously he ain't tired. So I have to go back to the scripture. It said he rested from the work that he had done. So all it was really saying is that he had stopped creating. He stopped. And in him stopping, there's something to be taken from that. That's why this is titled Under Arrest. Because we think about something being under. We think about something being under. When we say, where you work? Oh, I work under this person. Typically your supervisor, right? Or when we think about a submarine, it goes under. It's submerging itself. It's submerging itself. And so we have to look at ourselves and say, what am I under? If I'm under the will of God, if I'm being under the control of God, if I'm being directed under the wisdom of God, then I have to submit myself to his rest, submit myself to his spirit, because there I will find rest. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And as a kid, obviously, you think yoke, take my eggs upon you. I don't know what you mean, God. But when you learn what a yoke is, it starts to make sense. A yoke is a form of farming that was used to with oxen, where they would pair two oxen together, and they would go on their backs to carry the workload. And so when he says, take my yoke upon you, he's saying, take my method upon you. Take my spirit upon you, because my spirit tells you to be anxious for nothing, but in everything seek me. Cast your cares, cast your desires, cast your concerns, your worries, those things that have you weary, tired, heavy, and burdensome onto me, because I care for you. So submit yourself under my rest, because the rest I give you is different. When God stopped creating, he was able to stop. Stop, you hear still. When somebody says stop what you're doing, you think about being in elementary when you're taking a test, or being in a class or a college room, and they say stop. They want you to be still. But what do we find in the midst of stillness? Peace. We find peace. In fact, Philippians 4:7 says that he'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And so when we think about the rest that we think we need to take, right? Sometimes we go home and get rest, and we're still tired. It's like, I thought I slept long enough, but I still need rest because I'm still tired. And so that's why he says, come to me. He's inviting us to partner with him, right? The interesting thing about the yoke is that when they had smaller ox, the bigger ox, right, was carrying the bulk of it. So the yoke would be light for the younger ox, but he'd still be getting trained on carrying the load. And so when Christ is asking us to come to him, he's asking us to partner with him under the Spirit so that we can receive the full benefit of the rest that he has to offer. He wants us to receive the full benefit of the rest that he has to offer. And we find that difficult sometimes, right? Because we think that, hey, I can get some sleep and just go. But God is calling us a place to just stop and be still. This year has been taxing and overwhelming in a lot of different ways for some. As believers, we have joy, no doubt. But we can't deny the fact that this has been a challenge. It's new. There's been a lot of adapting that's had to be done for a lot of us in our regular lives, in our personal lives, our work lives. Even as believers, our fellowshipping, it's looked a lot different. But as we transition over into a new year, right, I think people said 2020 was a year of clear vision. And it still is. It still is if we take the right perspective about it. God is calling us to look at things clearly and recognize that we must submit ourselves to him to really walk through this thing. Even going into this next year, to walk into it, we need to stop right now while we're at the end of the season and be still. But the stillness that we need is not, I just need to stop going to work. It's not, I just need to stop thinking about it. It means I need to partner with Christ, partner with the Spirit while I'm under his rest, and see what God has for me. I believe that when we stop and just wait to hear God's voice, right? When we stop and wait to hear God's voice, that we'll be refreshed. And Jeremiah 31:25 says, "For I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish." God is looking to replenish us. God is a God of restoration. Amen. God is a God of restoration. And so in this moment where we stop, there we'll find peace, we'll find comfort, we'll be strengthened, right? Because this is a different strength. If the scripture tells us that we're made weak, God is where we are weak, God is made strong, that must mean that our strength runs out at some point. So for him saying, come to me, it's like, hey, I got you. God, I got something you don't. I want to help you. I want to help you. And so there's some practical methods we're going to talk about where we can find rest for our souls. But I do want to stop for a second and just ask the Council of Elders, is there anybody on the line that would like to chime in at all? Do we have anybody on the line? Brother Bessent?
Nobody wants to speak at the moment. But if you do, remember, this is the Council of Elders show, Blog Talk Radio. And if you'd like to speak, press 1. And we will let you in. And remember to mute your phone after you ask your question or make your comment. Go ahead, Mr. Tyler.
Thank you. He says my burden is light. And so we might be wondering, I hear what he's saying. Take up my yoke. What does that look like? What does that look like? And in the world, the world has different methods. But since we're partnered with the Spirit, we have to go about this in a spiritual way. Because though we are living in the flesh, our spirits are what's within us, and that's what's going to last. And so we have to figure out how we're going to take care of our spirit. Yes, take care of our bodies too, but if we know that he who is in us is greater than he that is of the world, there must be something to prioritizing our souls. There must be something in prioritizing our spirit. And that's why he tells us, I will give your soul rest. Not your physical. You're going to get that. But it's going to start with that peace that comes from your mind and the spirit. And so the world might tell you to do a healthy purge, right? The world will tell you to do a healthy purge. What does that look like for us spiritually? A spiritual purge, which we know to be fasting. Take a break from some things, right? It's okay to take a day off from work. It's okay to turn things off and just sit still for a moment. It's okay to put the device down and not answer it. It's okay to take a self-help break and just listening to what God has to say to you. Sometimes we need that, and sometimes we feel like if we do that, right, if we do do that, then there's a consequence because we're missing out on something. But it's being encouraged by God. In fact, our own God was still himself. And so we're looking to be, if we are made in his likeness, then we must be taking up some of those attributes. And that's taking a minute to just be still. The world will tell you to just breathe. Just breathe. Well, the reality is we've been breathing. We might not have been breathing right, but I would encourage you to just be. Just be with the Spirit. There's peace in there. In fact, like I said earlier, there's a peace that surpasses our understanding. But we don't get to enjoy that or embrace that sometimes because our minds are always going. Or we're always going, worrying about our finances, which are fair concerns, right? Worrying about relationships. But if God is telling us to cast these things on him, on me, because I care for you. And it's not that we don't care for ourselves, but if he's our creator, right, why wouldn't we go to the person that created us to take care of our issues? Because he must have known that when he created us that we were going to go through some of these things. And while we go through these things, we're trying to figure it out. And so instead of just taking a moment to just breathe, I encourage you also to just be. Just be one with God and the Spirit. Sit there. Be still. Stop for a moment or for a season and reconnect, rekindle that relationship with God. The world sometimes tells us to spend time in nature, which is good. I mean, God is the creator of nature. And so when we're looking at the stars and we're embracing the water, I encourage us to spend time in him. Because that's really what we're doing. When we spend time in nature, we marvel at the waters. We marvel at the seas and the animals and the rocks and the trees. I encourage you to take that time to spend time in him. When we see these things, right, that bring us peace, that bring us comfort, that bring us stillness, attribute these things back to God as the creator. Elohim. Attribute these things back to him. That creates a pattern, right, of becoming one. That newness. That restoration. Every time we attribute things back to him, it becomes a pattern. So when we do get to this place of being tired and weary, it becomes almost habitual for us to seek him in the midst of our tiredness. A lot of times holistic doctors will tell you to eat real food, right? I enjoy a good steak every now and then, but they might encourage a little something else. But I encourage you to feed yourself spiritual food. I'm not saying beat yourself over the head with the Bible and read the Bible 24 hours a day, because that's exhausting in itself. It's still a book, right? But to feast on his word. And what that does for us is it provides comfort and encouragement. Because a lot of times when we're running and going and we're weary, we don't remember the words of God sometimes. It's easy sometimes, it's natural for us to get caught up in our emotions. It's normal for us to run to our feelings and say, hey, I'm overwhelmed, I can't do this, or I need to do more to try to take myself out of this state of being tired. And so then we make ourselves more tired. And so when we eat real food, right, the words of God, the meat of the word, right, what we do is start to impress his word upon our heart. And so when we get into these spaces, it's easy for us, or becomes easier for us to, I believe somebody's mic is on. If you can mute yourself, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's my mic is on. We have a question or a comment.
For sure. Yeah, let's take it.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. You're live on the Council of Elders show. Please state your name, where you're calling from. When you ask your question or make your comment, please mute your phone.
Who do we have with us?
Good morning. This is Ron Rogers out of Sacramento. And
yes,
always
sir.
Always good to hear from you, young man.
Thank
Pastor.
You.
Excuse me. I want you there, bro. I want you there. You're doing a fine job. I really chime in on what you're saying this morning again because I am that kind of person. I've been all over the board. It reminds me of when I was a younger man and I first went into sales. I found out that I could make money, and that's all my concentration was on at that time. It basically led me into a what I've been explained as being an excessive. Everything I do, I pretty much put too much effort in it, too much time in it. And generally, it ends up dragging me down because that's the way I go about everything. You don't get that rest that you're looking for because there's always something else that you feel like you need to be doing or doing more than what you're doing. So the whole idea, and I finally came upon this, God does give you that opportunity. This is really one. As you said, it's 8 months longer than what we want. But this is an opportunity for you to sit down and say, no, I don't have control. I can't work my way out of this because I can't go to work. I'm dependent on you, Lord, to cover me. And I make this mention also, I always find myself on my knees. And one of the first things that I say is, here I am again, Lord.
Amen.
That's comforting for me now that I figure out that I don't have control. And the peace that he gives me while I realize that is, like you said, unsurpassed. In my younger days, I couldn't sit around. And you're talking about walking in a circle. I'd be walking in a real tight circle because I had no idea what I was going to do. So, again, always a pleasure. I'm loving it again. Brother Jensen's bye always bye. Coming up with someone that is inspired by living, and that's what I feel like it is. You can't give up. He'll let you give in because that's the reason he's there. But you find your faith, you move along as he provides. And for a long time, I mentioned this too, for a long time I didn't know whether he was telling me what to do or just allowing me to think my way through. Well, I feel now it's a lot of both. You know you're not dumb, but sometimes it takes a little bit more for each individual person, and he will be that. I guess that's my bottom line on that. He will be that. He'll be there, and he'll move you in the right direction. Sometimes you just have to shut up and listen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll thank you, there, brother Rogers, and then Tyler. You can keep going.
Thank you, brother Rogers. I think he hit an excellent point, and that point being, I think with this yoke, it's not just to carry, but there's also direction, right? When there's two oxen, there's a need for them to get on the same page, to be in the right direction as they're carrying this load. And that's the thing that we have to get rid of, right, is the self-sufficiency and allow him to kind of drive. I think so. I was talking to some gentleman the other day, and we talk about Jesus take the wheel. Well, we should never be in the front seat in the first place. We should be in the passenger seat, trusting that he's going to take us to where we have to go. And that self-sufficiency, it always leaves us feeling depleted. It always leaves us feeling tired and overwhelmed because we try to operate in our own strength. We try to operate in our own strength. So what is the point on having him within you if you can't allow him to lead? And it's natural for us to fall back into the state, for sure, but we have to be more intentional. We have to be intentional, and that's why I was stating some of these practical ways. And so more of those, I think the last one was eating real food, but eating spiritual food in our language. And the fifth thing I would say is exercising regularly. So the first one we have, do a healthy purge, but it's do a spiritual purge, right? The second one was just breathe, but it's to just be with God. The third one, the world might tell you to spend time in nature. I encourage you to spend time in Him. The fourth thing they say is eat real food, and I say eat spiritual food. So the fifth thing they say is exercise regularly. And I'm going to stay with the same language and say exercise regularly. But exercise your faith. Exercise your submission in all things. If we make it a lifestyle to submit to God, when we get tired, we know who to run to, right? Because He's standing there saying, come to me. He's saying, come to me. And so we know that, yes, we come to God for all things, right? But when we're tired and burdensome, we're not running to the bed. And sometimes we need to, right? It's necessary. But we don't stop there, right? We look to Him to relinquish us from our burden. And people used to always think that, oh, Christianity or Jesus is just somebody for you guys to use as an excuse no, He's not an excuse to just say, oh, I can give Him my problem. But it's because we know that He's real. He's shown us that He's real. He's shown me time and time again in my life that when I take a step back and allow Him to take the reins, that things work out. And so when we exercise regularly submitting to Him, we lead a lifestyle of submission. Therefore, when we're tired and weary and burdensome, we're even happy and joyous and excited. We're not just thanking Him for the good things, but when we're tired, we're running to Him with our problems and not running to everything else. This is why when we get overwhelmed, we run to drugs and sex and alcohol and to gossip and all these different things, like the television and all these different things, and these many vices and various what we think are temporary fixes, right? We run to those when we're tired or weary, or we don't handle ourselves well. When we're tired, we're cranky. I know for me, those who know me well, I can get irritable when I'm tired. But imagine if I ran to Him when I was tired. God, allow me to look like You even when I'm exhausted, even when this life is overwhelming. Allow me to take on Your likeness. I move a little differently. And so we're encouraged to take upon His yoke, because His yoke is light. It says, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. I am gentle and lowly in heart. That's the latter part of the scripture. And so what I'm saying is, when we come to Him, it's not a hard action to do. In our nature it is, but when we take upon that yoke, we're not coming to somebody that's going to make us feel heavy as well. He's making it light for us. And so for people, naturally, humans, who are always looking for an easy way out, what better way than to submit yourself to God so He can carry these things for you, making things a little bit easier for yourself. We think it's easier by saying, okay, I'm going to just do this because I was doing this, it didn't work. We just keep adding more to the pile. So the next thing, number six, it says spend time with people who make you happy and support you. Spend time with like-minded people, right? Spend time with people who are going to point you back in that direction, because they too, right, are seeking Him when they are tired. It's easy right now to talk to people and complain about the things that we're seeing on television and seeing the things that are overwhelming and hopping on the phone. And did you see what the president just did? Did you see this vaccine? Spend time with people who are going to say, hey, let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray for our covering. Hey, I know that we're both tired right now. Let's fast together. Did you read this? I'm going to shoot you a scripture. I'm going to email you a scripture. I'm going to call you and update you about this Bible study I'm doing just to re-energize you. Just to feed your soul. Just to feed your soul. And so we have to make sure that we're not just doing things on our own, but cultivating an environment for ourselves to thrive in this area. This is not something you want to do by yourself, because in our strength we'll fall apart, but we need that support system in the physical. Because if we have that physical support, that encourages us and empowers us emotionally, which drives us spiritually, right? It does drive us. All these things work together. And so the seventh thing, it said the world will tell you to meditate. And I'm going to stick with the same language on that as well. We do need to meditate. but we're not doing chakras and energies and burning sage all over the place over here. Okay, we're not doing that. We're not cutting the lights out, and you know, we're not doing that. We're meditating on His word. We're meditating on His promises. We're meditating on the things that He's done before, right? Because the fact that He's done them before, that gives us the encouragement to know that He can do them again, even if He chooses not to. So that increases our faith. We meditate on what God, the God of Moses, and we meditate on the God of David, and we meditate on God the Father, the true Father of the Trinity, right? We're meditating on His word. I will give you rest. He told me to come to Him. I will give Him rest. He will give me rest. He wants me just to be still. He'll give me a peace that surpasses all understanding. I can cast my cares on Him because He cares for me in a way that I don't care about myself. We can do that. Trusting the Lord with all my, if I trust the Lord with all my heart and lean out on my own understanding, He will direct my path. We can do that. If should we meditate on His promises? Should we meditate on His word? And the eighth thing, there's 10 things here, so please be patient as we go, but I feel like these are all beneficial, so it gives you a wide range of things to do if one doesn't suit you and your personality well. But it says read inspirational books. Read inspirational books. Watch a happy or inspirational movie. Now, I'll say this, that these all these things that the world tells you will appeal to your emotions, but we all know that our emotions are ever wavering. Forever wavering. They're up and down. I think this morning I wanted French toast. Now I think I'm kind of craving pancakes. You know what? I think I want chicken and grits. You know what? I want shrimp and grits. So our emotions are always telling us something different. And so we don't want to just read inspirational books because we're not always looking to be inspired. Inspired, you know, it drives the motivation, but it's temporary because then you need to be inspired again. So I encourage you to read Christian books. More specifically, read your Bible. It sounds cliche, but how do we do all these things if we don't know the Word of God? How do you know what God is saying to us? How can we be reassured or comforted without reading the Word of God? A lot of people say, read this self-help book. Well, I read this book by so-and-so. And these things are cool. They give you some practical tips. They give you practical tips. But this is Kevin Hart's book, right? This is Steve Harvey's book or Oprah's book. But what does the book of God say? What is God saying? Because we remember, oh, I heard Steve Harvey say, well, what did God say? I don't really know, but I know He said we need to get familiar with His word. Watch a happy or inspirational movie. How about we watch a sermon? Watch a sermon, uplift our spirits. I can watch Lion King all day. I can watch Boys in the Hood all day. It's not empowering me, though. At the end of it, what's next?
Minister McClure, we have
yes, sir.
We have truly had an inspiring thought from you in these days
yes,
of
sir.
Being under attack. And so we'd just like to invite anyone who would like to speak, please press 1 to be recognized. And then Minister McClure will respond to you, and he will help you with whatever situation you are dealing with.
Thank you. It says watch a happy or inspirational movie. I encourage you at times to watch a sermon. They don't have to be yelling at you, right? They don't have to be yelling at you, but watch something that's going to encourage your spirit. Because when you're tired and drained, your spirit is what's needing to be uplifted and encouraged. That's where you'll gain that wisdom and that rest and that stillness. God will direct you on how to move. And that's the latter part of things, is that, yes, your body gets tired, right? Yes, your mind gets tired, and you might feel, oh, I'm connected with God, and that might be the case. But if you're so busy, right, we're talking about a busyness here. We're talking about being still and stopping, as God did on the seventh day. When they say He rested, that was just the best word they could use to describe in the English language. He rested. He stopped. So we're talking about stopping here from a busyness. Your spirit is needing to be uplifted and encouraged. Because in that, listening to God's voice, He'll give you direction. He'll give you direction. Okay, maybe you could take this off your plate. Maybe you could do more of this, but not right now. Or I'm going to prepare you for more, but you don't know that. So you're just walking into all these different things, carrying all these different hats, overwhelmed and bogged down because you haven't sought him. And so we want to read our word and watch things that encourage our spirit. And then write down your thoughts, worries, and prayers. So everybody's not just going to remember everything when they're praying. Sometimes it's good to just sit and write things out, to just stop, right? Stop texting and go write. Stop texting and go write. Stop emailing and go write. Stop watching and go write. Write these things out. Put them in front of you. Where are you tired? Where are you overwhelmed? Where are you busy? And pray over that list. Ask God to give you some direction and clarity. In stillness, there is clarity. In direction, there is clarity. In wisdom, there is clarity. In our intentionality, there is clarity. God is not the author of confusion. He's not the author of
Brother
confusion.
Brother McClear,
yes, sir.
Might I comment right there? This is Ron again. And
yes, sir.
I totally agree. The principle that we should be living by is that God will take care of us even before we get there. That's kind of what I've always said. Different jobs, I'm very candid about different things. And, you know, I say something one day, and the next day I call into the office. God usually got there before I did, because I did take the stance, okay, well, whether it was stupid or not, I've made the comment. And I'm allowing God to stand behind me and support it. Okay, and he did a lot of times. He still does. I mentioned it to my inner family, if you will. Sometimes if you just state what you want, Lord, and stand back, it'll be taken care of when you get there. I would be all ready for an argument, and there wasn't one. That's just how he works. And again, I have to comment on that. Sometimes we just need to take a break, pray, say what you want, and let God work it out. He knows what's best for you. So, again, a beautiful subject, especially now, because he does have us in that mode. I would say more than three quarters of us wonder what's going to happen next month. But see, we can't control that.
Amen.
So very apropos for this time. Now's the time to start talking to me. God, I hope you got this, because I sure don't.
Amen. Thank you. And I think
thank
the
you,
last
sir.
Point here. Yeah, no, thank no. Glory to God for sure. The last point here is volunteer. The world will tell you to give back to others is a great way to nourish your soul. It says give in ways that you can give back. There's so many ways. Your time, your energy, your money. And I challenge you to volunteer yourself to rest. And volunteer yourself to others for rest. And I want to take the attention off the money, your energy.
Amen. Time, amen.
Because that will have you more depleted. And some people say by, you know, doing more is doing something. But one thing I've learned in my walk with God, sometimes doing less is doing more. Sometimes doing less is doing more. Because if you don't have that rest, you're no good to anybody. You're not good to anybody if you don't get the adequate rest, and really the rest in him, right? If you don't have that clarity and wisdom and direction and that peace, how are you listening to how you can even contribute to the next man or woman? We
ladies
can,
and gentlemen.
And as the council, oh, yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are burning out of, unfortunately, we're running out of busy broadcast minutes. So if anybody would like to chime in on this, there's about 9 minutes left of showtime. So please, if you have any questions, any comments, press 1 on your phone to make yourself recognized, and Minister McClure will assist you right now or later after the show if necessary.
Thank you. They'll tell you less than more, and we're no good as a council of elders and as the young men who have to who should listen to the council of elders for wisdom and direction. Neither one of us are good to anybody if we don't take that time and listen to God first. If we don't have that quality time with God, this is quality time that He's calling us to, right? Come to me, partner with me, hang with me, cheer with me, relax with me, max with me, hang out with me. That's what He's saying. And I will give you rest. I will give you that guidance, that peace, that voice, that stillness, that understanding that you need from me to pursue these things. The world will tell us things that sound similar, right? Even the Antichrist is going to try to look as similar to Christ as possible, to try to deceive. And so the world, right, we know that the enemy is ruler of the world or evil that resides in the world, right? And the world wants to deceive you. And so it will tell you things that sound good. Meditate with sage. No, meditate with God. Watch things that make you happy. No, get out your feelings and watch things that keep you accountable. volunteer your time, your energy, your money. Now you're broke and burnt out. No, we need to volunteer ourselves to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to guide us in those things. And He'll still use us, though. That's how God works. Even in sitting still, God will still use us. I mean, we're doing this from our homes. I'm speaking to you all from my bed. God will still use you in being still. And so my encouragement to you all today is to just continue to seek Him for rest. Take a minute to stop and be still. I'm somebody who can attest to being busy all the time. And I still am busy, but the difference is if God don't tell me to do it, I'm not doing it. And so I find myself less burnt out, right? Less burnt out in the seasons where I have to adapt. Like now, having to transition into so many hats, I have to ask God, hey, what needs to be shifted? What needs to be shifted? Maybe it's just doing all those things He called me to and nothing else. And that's how I find rest and not doing anything extra. And so I encourage you all to just sink yourselves with Him. Allow Him to take upon that yoke and let Him guide you. Allow Him to teach you through being still. Allow Him to speak to you through being still. Allow Him to grow you up through being still. Submit yourself under a rest of the Spirit, and there you will find it. I'm so grateful to be here today. I thank you, Minister, but Mr. Brooks, for allowing me to, you know, share my gifts with you all today. I'm humbled often every time you call me, and so I appreciate it. My hope is that people will take away that this season has been a tough one. But we serve a God who is stronger than all these things. It catches Him not by surprise at all, even when it does us. And we have a God who's saying, come to me. I got you. I got you. I will give you rest. I'll give you what you need. And so that's just my encouragement again. So thank you. And that's my peace. Just remember
yes,
that
yes,
Jeremiah 31:25.
Go ahead, Tyler.
No, I was just going to say, just remember that Jeremiah 31:25 says, for I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish. That's what I leave you with. Thank you, Mr. Brooks.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tyler, for coming on today. I was just sitting back, didn't have too much to say. I just was listening because, you know, this year, I know personally I had some plans, big plans that I was going to do, and everything just kind of went kaput, you know. So I had to just regroup, rethink, and that was kind of taxing. So the message that you gave today and just rest, reflect, let God show you. It's a very good message for this season, and I want to thank you for, you know, sharing that. We all need to just sometimes just rest, And I can tell you, as a person that's getting a little older, rest is not an option. If I'm going to keep going, I have to get a little more rest. But certainly a good message today. Again, thank you for coming on. And we're always glad that you can come on and give your insights. And we want to invite you again pretty soon. If you have the time, I can tell that you're very busy with all your schooling and work and family and everything. I know how that is, but thank you for taking the time to come on the show today. Oscar, let's see, we got about 4 minutes. Did you have anything to add? Okay.
I would like to say that I've thoroughly enjoyed the message. This is one that's quite timely. Everybody is challenged. This at this particular time of the year right now, it's very difficult to be in. Thanksgiving was hard. Christmas is going to be harder. And it's going to be really, really, really tough. According to the medical statistics and things that they keep telling you on the news, many people are dying right now because of not only the lack of rest, but the desire to get back. We are social animals, social beings like the bumblebee, and it's tough. But at this time of the year right now, we have to remember to stay safe and be careful and be sure you understand that God is still in control. So just because we don't understand where we're going doesn't necessarily mean that there is not an end game. So we love everyone. Thank you for everyone who is tuning in. And so we need you to know that this show, like all the other shows in the past, can be found at Blog Talk Radio. Under the search bar, type in Council of Elders. And within an hour, it'll be there. We look forward to seeing everybody again or hearing everyone again next week, same time, 10 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock Central, and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, each and every one. And Mr. Brooks, you have any closing comments?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody. Thank you, Oscar, and Ron Rogers, and all the listeners that's listening in this year. We've been doing this for a little over 6 months now, and I'd like to invite you to keep listening because you never know what's going to be next. A lot of times I don't even know what's going to be next. So hopefully that you will keep listening. Tell your friends about the show. The Council of Elders is a group of people who want to give back to younger people as well as share with other elders. And so with that, Tyler, I'll let you close us out in prayer today.
Yes, sir. Father God, we come to you humbly saying thank you. Thank you for the word that was brought forth, Lord. I ask that I was hide ever so far behind the cross, so that they only seen you, Lord, so they only seen your words and the direction that you've given us all today, Lord. We ask that we take upon and follow suit with what you have showed us today, God. We know that you didn't show us for no reason, Lord. Give us the strength to submit, Lord. Allow us to humble ourselves before you so much so that we can receive what it is that you have for us, Lord. Allow us to be still, Lord, in your presence, Lord, and to be quiet enough to hear from you, Lord. We ask that you help us and eagerly and gently help us and guide us in taking a step back from some things, Lord. We ask for your peace, Lord. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do in our lives and what you're going to show us, Lord, in our time of being still, God. We thank you for the encouragement and the strength. We thank you for bringing us thus far. We know that you will renew our mind should we be intentional about that, Lord. Continue to give us the spirit of submission in these things we pray, God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
He won't let you die. And I know.
Minister McClure, are you they still there?
Yes, sir. So off of the hang up, huh?
No problem. No problem. The show's going to hang you up anyway. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your insights.
You,
God bless you. God bless you always.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.